Is it gonna pull through?
I'm not sure, honey. It has been 46 years.
I know, but I just love it so much.
It's okay. It's going to a better place. And so are we.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why.
After 46 years on the second floor of the Student Union Building, CITR and Discorder will be moving into a new station in the new Student Union Building.
Join us on Friday, June 26th, as we throw the biggest wake for a radio station you've ever seen.
The party goes from 7 to 10 p.m. RSVP at citr.ca/newstationcelebration.
See you there!
DJ Raw Heat coming in to you live from CITR 101.9 FM. We broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And this marks the final time I will be broadcasting here from the old sub. It's almost a misty-eyed moment for me, really. It's had some amazing memories here at this station. But on to the new stuff. And this track you're listening to right now is called Feel It All Around by Washed Out. Think of it as a way of introducing us to the new. You hear on Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9. That was Washed Out with Feel It All Around. You might recognize that track from a really awesome show called Portlandia. And if you do recognize it, it's the opening theme, actually, of Portlandia, that amazing show that takes a little satirical look at Portland, but really a lot of the things that it makes fun of Portland about could easily apply to Vancouver and Vancouverites. Washed Out, if you've not heard of this guy, his real name is Ernest Green, and he's a singer-songwriter and record producer. He started getting in really big into hip-hop, and then he has identified his style with chill wave, and hip-hop influences the way he writes songs. So he's got a bit of, indie vibes, but also mixing that with trip hop and electronica, and that's what you get with Washed Out. And Feel It All Around is probably his most notable song. He's performed at the 2010 Pitchfork Music Festival, and ever since he's been a regular in the festival circuit, and he's doing pretty good these days, so check him out, Washed Out. Coming up next, though, we have a... I'm basically feeling this episode's going to be electronic music or instrumental music, and without a doubt, you've probably heard these guys before, Disclosure, a pair of DJs from the UK that have been making it big ever since their album Settle came out 2 years back now. That's an incredible album, and albeit it's a little bit mainstream, but, well, not just a little bit, it's very mainstream, actually. But, hey, I mean, sometimes mainstream stuff is really good, and their latest track, which was released about a month ago, it's called Holding On, features amazing vocals from this guy named Gregory Porter, who's apparently a legendary vocalist. When I heard this track, I couldn't help but groove to it, and I think everybody deserves to hear it, and you know, with the sun shining out today and the warm, good weather, you want some warm, good, upbeat music to pair along, so why don't we hit you up with some Disclosure, Holding On, featuring Gregory Porter, here on CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Soul Sandwich.
Of bitterness. Won't you help me, my father? Help me fall in the love that I have missed. Though my past has left me bruised, I ain't hiding from the truth. When the truth won't let me lie right next to you. But it's holding on, and it's holding strong, even though
That was Disclosure with Holding On. Man, I'm always impressed by these guys. They're, in case you don't know anything about Disclosure, you might have heard their track Latch, which features Sam Smith, the ever so popular British vocalist. And that track is, again, off their album Settle, which I mentioned before playing Holding On. And ever since Settle dropped in 2013, they've become a huge hit. It took a bit of a while for them to really become a hit here in North America, in the US and Canada in particular. But now they're touring globally, headlining festivals. Their tracks are dominating every club, and it's incredible because these are just some young guys out of Surrey in England. They're both brothers, so it's Howard and Guy Lawrence. Guy is 24 years old, and Howard is 21. Like, these guys are my age, and they're killing it. And this track, Holding On, is off their latest album, which is not out yet, but it's going to be one of the fall's most anticipated albums for this year, for sure. It's called Caracal. You know, this album, if it's anything like Settle, I'll be so happy. Because with Settle, what they managed to do is they managed to get the 80s and 90s house sound and really modernize it. And as Guy says, though, Guy Lawrence, in an interview with Time Magazine, he says, Disclosure is a vibe and a sound, not a BPM. So for them, it's not really about trying to just get this perfect conventional idea of what is house music. Let's strive to perfect this ideal of house music. No, they're just about trying to get what is essentially the essence of good feel-good house music or any type of feel-good electronic music and get that in their songs and in their songwriting process. So, I mean, they're open to more collaborations, and it seems like Caracal will have a lot of that. Gregory Porter is just the first of many to come. And Gregory Porter, as you heard, he had the fantastic vocals in Holding On just now. And if that's any indication, if that's the kind of quality that is indicating the rest of this album, then, man, I am psyched. But coming up, what we're going to play next is going to be another big DJ, this one from Australia. So far, I'm doing a lot of Commonwealth artists. But hey, these are the guys killing it these days. Flume. Flume is from Australia, and he actually played a show not too long ago in Vancouver in the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. And it sold out, like, so quickly. Like, I tried to get tickets on the day the concert was posted, like, as soon as the tickets were open for sale, but it was gone within minutes. So there's not a whole lot I could have done about that, but I heard great things from people who did go to the show. Flume is now, like, an intensely popular act that you've just got to catch. If you haven't heard his first album, which is simply titled Flume, you you got to get on that. It's been like about 3 years, I think, since he released it, since he dropped it. And again, it's one of the most listenable electronic albums I've ever had the pleasure of putting on my MP3, or should I say my phone, and taking with me. I can listen to Flume's tracks like anytime, anywhere. It's just that good. And this new track that he's dropped, it's not really, I mean, Flume's not really about dance music per se, but I mean, he ends up getting played in a lot of clubs, but I wouldn't say his music is strictly like EDM, electronic dance music. And this track called Some Minds, which features Andrew Wyatt on the vocals, is definitely not a dance track by any means, but it is a very engaging, almost, I don't know, it's got like ambient vibes. It takes a while before this trap before this track really drops, so to speak, into like a heavier beat. It builds and builds and builds, but when the drop comes, it is amazing. It is epic. It is so intensely synthy in the best way possible. So with instead of me describing this awesome drop that you've got to hear, why don't you just hear it for yourself? Coming up next, Flume with Some Minds. That was Flume with Some Minds. Oh man, I just love that track. It takes, like I said, it takes a while before it really kicks into gear and drops, but when it does, it's beautiful. It's like got this intense Tron Legacy synth sound to it that's just so awesome. Flume is honestly one of the best producers to come out of Australia. Probably the best producer to ever come out of Australia, and probably one of the best producers that's working in the game right now. But you know what? We've got some local talent in the house with Pat Locke. Sadly, not in this house, but what I mean is in the house of Vancouver. Discorder actually did a special feature on Pat Locke and has been gracious enough to give some exposure to this awesome artist. Pat Locke has been killing it in the DJ circuit here in Vancouver, and he also produces his own tracks on top of doing awesome remixes. You're going to get to hear an original track as well as a remix. I'm going to play two of his songs coming up next. First one is called All in My Head, and it features Desiree Dawson on the vocals. And then after that, you'll hear a remix of Boxed In's Mystery. Pat Locke does a remix of that track. So first up, though, is All in My Head. Check it out.
back to the place where we once roamed. Give a little well so I can see your mystery. Inspiration comes from the most unfamiliar places. I meet you, you are now me. Information sent, now lay down your heart of aces. What will be, will just be.
Boxed In, Mystery, and it was the Patlok remix that you heard there. Like I said before, Patlok is a local guy, local Vancouver DJ slash producer. So you might be able to catch him whenever he's playing a show around here, which is, he usually does the Electric Owl White Noise events. Like, he's done those ones a bunch of times. But he might be on tour right now, so... You know, just keep a lookout, keep an ear out, I should say, for Patlok, and, you know, give some local talent a try, because his beats are banging. That's all I can say. His beats are banging and bumping, and they're easy to vibe with. Check out his SoundCloud, Patlok, just P-A-T-L-O-K. And now for some more Canadian talent, Duncan Hood. He's a producer, And he's more in the mood of more like moody experimental kind of electronic, but it's still really awesome. And I'm not usually into that type of electronic, but he kind of manages to mix that with a little bit of, you know, upbeat electronic influences from like house. And he's a mishmash of different subgenres in the electronic scene. So why don't you give a listen and you'll decide if which way he swings on the electronic spectrum. Probably you can do a better job than I can, because I find it hard sometimes to classify electronic music. I'm just beginning to get into the scene. I really do love electronic music, but you know, there's so much to learn about it. There's so much depth to it. And I'm an apprentice, you know, so you know, the whole deal with Soul Sandwich is exposing oneself to different genres. And this week I was deciding, you know, I'm going to try and learn more about electronic music and just listen out for dope electronic music out there right now, some fresh tunes. So that's where I found Duncan Hood. He was mentioned on several Canadian music blogs, and he seems like a name to look out for. So check him out. Duncan Hood with You.
See you.
That was Duncan Hood with You. Just You, actually. That's the song name. And Duncan Hood is out of Toronto. He's been fresh on the scene, in the electronic scene of Toronto, but he's been very active and playing lots of festivals and shows. He considers himself to be an alt-soul artist, actually. You can maybe hear a little bit of influence from D'Angelo and Hiatus Coyote, the neo-soul group out of Australia. Hood's music kind of blends wistful vocal melodies with driving grooves, and as a result, he creates a very unique, soul-laden, melancholic sound. So that's what I was trying to get at earlier. It's like, on one hand, it's music that you could just chill out to and be very contemplative with, but on the other hand, you could find yourself dancing to it as well. So manages to mix both of those worlds in, you might want to check out more of his music, which you can find on SoundCloud, of course, Duncan Hood, or check him out on Facebook as well, and Bandcamp. He's on all the social media, and he's well worth checking out. We're going to get more Canadian talent up in here in the form of two brothers from Calgary. They're actually playing, I believe, at Sled Island, if I'm not mistaken. And their name as a group is called Shawnee Cage. The brothers ethnically hail from Bangladesh, and their parents are immigrants from Bangladesh, and they came to Canada, and the boys got involved with music at an early age, and particularly they really love soul music and R&B, and they try to incorporate that into their electronic experimentation, and as a result, Shawnee Cage was born. So I'm going to play you a track called Dance Community by Shawnee Cage, and it's off their Danyal EP, which you can find on Bandcamp. And this is one of the more dancier tracks on their album, but it's a very deep album with profound themes, and it seems to be very much about the immigrant experience, something you don't really hear much in soul music or electronic music at all. So definitely worth checking out. I'll give you a sample of it. And Dance Community is only one of the tracks, and it doesn't really tell the whole story of the album. There's other tracks there that are completely different in sound and feel. So you do have to check it out. It's called the EP again is called Danyal, Danyaal. So first we're going to hit you up with a track called Dance Community by Shawnee Cage. Thank you. That was Shawnee Cage with Dance Community off their EP Danyal. Such a cool track and such a cool EP. I mean, it's incredible for a group's very first release. And the rest of the EP, it like kind of swings in its moods. There's some really dark tracks that are more intense, and then there's tracks that are just like Dance Community that are uplifting and very upbeat. Definitely worth, like I said again, definitely worth checking out. They're really awesome Calgarians, and they really represent something fresh in the electronic music neo-soul scene, something that we haven't seen before, a South Asian perspective that definitely we haven't seen before. And maybe I'm a little biased because I myself am of South Asian descent. But it's good to see some of the fellow brothers in the scene and making waves. Now for some talent from the West Coast, straight out of Victoria, we got Laggards, and they do some really good stuff too. And we're gonna play a track called I don't know which one to choose. I think I'm gonna go with Heart Talk. Yes, Heart Talk. This is an awesome track, and I'm sure you're gonna enjoy it. So without further ado, here's Laggards with Heart Talk. Enjoy. So that was Laggards with Heart Talk. Really killer DJ duo. Laggards are from Victoria, and you can listen to more of them off SoundCloud. Definitely check them out. They got lots of dope tracks that are just like Heart Talk and very, you know, upbeat, super amped up. And I love that breakdown in the middle of the song. It was just awesome how it goes from all out electronic groove to like a more breakbeat, more of a almost hip hop inspired breakbeat, which was really dope. And then it goes right back into it. So definitely more to come from Laggards. I'm sure they'll keep rising in the scene. And this is a bit of a surprise for me. I didn't realize that K-Tronada would drop a track so recently. Because he's like in the middle of touring and doing his festival circuit. It's the summertime. That's usually what he's up to. But pleasant surprise 2 days ago. And he dropped a track which he collaborated with, The Internet. The Internet is the name of the group. So this track is called Girl, and it's a collaboration between The Internet and K-Tronada. I love saying that. That's just hilarious. So I actually don't know how this is going to sound. I just heard about it right now as I was surfing the webs. So I'm going to take a risk on this, but the SoundCloud response has been really, really good. Lots of likes, lots of comments that are favorable, and people are hyping this track up. So let's give it a shot. All right, world. prepare to be either amazed or horrified. No, I doubt you'll be horrified. I think you're going to be more likely amazed. So right now, it's The Internet featuring K-Tronada. The track is called Girl. This will be the last song of Soul Sandwich this hour. Thank you for listening and tuning in. And of course, if you would like to hear these podcasts, just visit CITR.ca. And hopefully there's no podcast issues. But with the whole transition to the new sub, there might be. But you can download these podcasted episodes just by visiting the Soul Sandwich page on our shows and podcasts. So thanks again. And stay tuned for more. After the K-Tronada track, Girl, you will hear Cymorg coming up next, the Persian spoken word and storytelling show. Really cool stuff. So stay tuned on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, darling, I gotcha.